It's like Gloria Allred gave me a serious, like a scar in my brain. I have a serious, you know, what do they call a lesion? That's what I've got. I got a brain lesion from looking at her. What do you got a problem with her for, Phil? I just got done telling you. Every time I look around, she's inserted herself in another case. If it ain't that Michael Jackson dangling the kid incident, next thing you know, I see her popping up with that Amber Fry. I guarantee you she'll be in the Middle East standing next to Osama bin Laden one of these days going, well, now let's just talk about this for a minute. I mean, he didn't really mean to fly the airplanes into the building. Or she'll be with some chick. Whatever's hot, she'll be there. I guarantee she'll be there. Whatever the next big case will be. But the mystery, the absolute mystery that is up there on a par with Stonehenge is how does she get all of that airtime? And that'll be the subject of tonight's Art Bell Show. And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. To call west of the Rockies, go to a phone booth. To call east of the Rockies, you might try a telephone as well. And for those of you in Canada and outside the United States, telephone, that'd work.
And good evening, I'm Art Bell, and welcome to Coast AM. We are going to be looking into one of life's great mysteries, and that is, of course, how does Gloria Allred get all that airtime? General Johnson Jameson's with us. General Jameson?
Yes, sir, I'm right here. I've been looking into it.
I'm looking at flying saucers, Stonehenge, the Loch Ness Monster, or Gloria Allred getting on television. Which is spookier?
Well, there's no doubt that they're all creepy and weird. Allred getting on television, though. You know, I remember the first time I saw the Loch Ness Monster, and it exists, by the way, Art.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Absolutely, it exists. Don't even kid yourself. People say it's a pair of pants floating in the water, and
there was a report yesterday, and I think it was released by the CIA.
Well, that figures.
Yeah, and they said that it wasn't really the Loch Ness Monster is not really a monster, that it was a beach towel that someone had thrown in. And I'm just wondering...
Well, they like to get you off the track, but...
General Jameson, the question that we all have on our mind is, Gloria Allred, is this woman from another planet?
Well, I'm wondering. Let me tell you what happened, Art. You're going to be interested in this.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, do you have my picture on your website yet?
Yes, we do. We have General Jameson's picture on the website. You can go to www.irartbell.com. And you can see General Jameson.
Okay, because you know that's the only reason why I do your show.
Absolutely.
So, I called the Center for Disease Control, and I said, okay, come clean. What do you know about Gloria Allred coming from another planet? And guess what?
What?
They did not return my phone call. That tells me they're onto something, and they don't want to let it loose. Now, there's a strange cloud in the atmosphere of Venus, and it's in the shape of Allred's bad hairdo. So I'm wondering if...
That could very well be it. So what did you find out?
Well, I called the Center for Disease Control, and they hung up on me, which I expected, by the way. There's no shock. I knew that. And I called the president. Guess what?
What's that?
They wouldn't put me through to him. You see, once again, they're hiding something.
Unbelievable.
So I looked into it, and there's a highly complex relationship that she has with the people that produce television and radio shows, and we found that the active ingredient... is this.
Well, that is fascinating.
Absolutely. So, I think that it's just, she's giving it out a little bit.
And this highly sophomoric bit was Art Bell, Coast to Coast.
And thank you, Ross Mitchell. And don't forget, of course, our Beijing Crank Radio. And also our Beijing Crack Radio.
Which I've been smoking.
I'm Ross Mitchell. By the way, what does ABBA have to do with Art Bell's... What? I don't get it.
Are we off the air? Okay. Jesus Christ, I hate doing this guy's show. Oh, I'm sorry, we're on.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Friday night and the lights are low.